This is Ozarks at Large. We're inside the Firm and Garner Performance Studio with Wheatfield.
Some people got money, some people got time. Anybody got both, it's really hard to find. When I got time, I ain't got no money. When I got money, I ain't got time. I work hard for a dollar. When I drive away, it's my time and I spend it my way. Some people are lucky, some people are lost. Some people keep trying no matter the cost. When I'm feeling lucky, when I know where I stand, I grab the world and hold it in my hand. I work hard for a dollar. Some people like wine. Some people are sober. Some people get high. Well, it ain't easy. It takes lots of time. But with a little money, we'll all get by. I work hard for a dollar.
Thanks for coming in. That's great.
Oh, thanks for having us.
For a high school band, you're pretty good. True, y'all started together in high school?
It's the truth. I met Craig Calvert, this is Ezra speaking, met Craig Calvert in the halls of my high school. And the first thing we did is sit down and write a song together. And I've known Connie since she was 8, 9 years old and went to the same swim club, but we all went to the same high school, and Connie was a star singer and guitar player.
Well, to us, she was.
Yeah, she was.
And Keith's a new guy. Keith Greenwood, he's a new guy in the band.
He joined in, like, 74?
It was 76.
Oh, wow.
76, I joined the band, so I've only been here, like, 43 years, and I'm the new guy. So, anyway. Yeah.
Fair to say that you haven't been performing all the time since the 70s. There have been some weeks or months where you haven't played together.
Several years, as a matter of fact. I believe it was 2004 is when Craig got together with these other two guys, and they decided to do sort of a reunion tour. And after a lot of years of not playing music together, and they got out and did a tour and had an album release and all this. And after one time of that, they decided they needed a bass player. So they hired this guy they knew named me.
And we got tired of the begging. Yeah. Actually.
So, but since 2005, we've kind of gotten together maybe once a year, sometimes once every other year or twice a year, things like that, just to have these shows where we get together.
Craig found some tapes. He unearthed some tapes that were pretty amazing for the first album we put out. And it included some cuts from the first season of Austin City Limits
right.
that we appeared on. And remastered those cuts and put them all together. And it just didn't make sense to do an album without touring. Didn't make any sense at all. So we started with the trio, and then we added the quartet, and it feels really nice, complete.
And the song we just heard, Some People, that is newish?
Brand new. And, well, in terms of, it's going to be maybe the title cut of our next album, which is not released. We're working on it in the studio right now.
That's great. Would you have thought, if someone had told you back then, that Austin City Limits and your friendships were going to last all these years? I mean, not a lot of programs and not a lot of friendships go through 4+ decades.
You know, there's few bands that have been together as long as we have. Mm-hmm. And the Rolling Stones probably have us beat.
Yeah.
We beat the Beatles. Huh?
Yeah. And then some. Yeah. Fourfold.
The funniest part is we've been together longer now in this configuration than we were originally. Originally, we were together for 6 years, and that was it.
That's right.
And so we've been together longer now. So there's no going back. So that's the way I look at it.
Of course, we've all got our own individual things right. going on, but we get together and just take time out because the friendship, you know, is really strong. But instead of just playing the old songs, we decided to write new songs. And because if you just play the old songs, it's kind of limiting, you know, sort of a museum piece, and you're sort of limited to what you can do. But these guys are great writers. This was my favorite band to go listen to when I was...
Before you were...
to be in the symphony, the Houston Symphony. And when the symphony was over, I'd go out and find these guys and listen to them play. Good band.
Well, now, you've got another song, Where's Your Mama?
Oh, it's not my setup.
No. I was only looking at you.
This Keith's setup.
I'm not that kind of guy.
Now, like I said, perspective changes over the years. When we first started, we wrote about a coming-of-age experience. Now, we see things a little differently, and this is a song written from a perspective of an elderly gentleman.
Okay.
And he has just met a nice, beautiful young lady, and some very appropriate things he is saying to her.
Okay.
One, two, three, and yeah.
Where's your mama? Where's your mama? Well, I'd really like to meet her tonight. Where's your mama? Where's your mama? I'm betting she's just my type. Oh, where's your mama? Where's your mama? How could you ask her to drop on by? Where's your mama? Where's your mama? I bet she's sweeter than apple pie. You're so pretty, you're so fine. Where were you when I was 29? No, you're too young, and I'm too old. Just one thing I want to know. Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Well, I'd really like to meet her tonight. Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Well, I'm betting she's just my type. Oh, where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Could you ask her to drop on by? Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama? Where's your mama?
I bet she's sweeter than apple pie. I got a good job and a double wide. I drive an old car, but it runs just fine. Whatever I got, I'll be happy to share. Just tell your mama I'll be waiting out here. Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Well, I'd really like to meet her tonight. Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
Where's your mama?
I'm bed and she's just my type. Play me something sweet, boys. You're so pretty, you're so fine. Where were you when I was 29? No, you're too young, and I'm too old. Just one thing I wanna know. Is that your mama?
Oh, mama.
If that's your mama,
oh, mama,
I'm thinking she's too young too. If that's your mama,
oh, mama,
if that's your mama,
oh, mama,
I tell you what I need you to do. Find your granny.
Hey, granny.
Where's your granny?
Hey, granny.
I'd really like to meet her tonight. Where's your granny?
Hey, granny.
Where's your granny?
Hey, granny.
I'm betting she's just my type. Could you ask her to drop on by? I bet she's sweeter than apple pie.
Where's your mama? Parenthetically, where's your granny?
It takes a lot of years to write a song like that. It takes a lot of years.
Wheatfield with us inside the Firm and Garner Performance Studio. You mentioned that, obviously, for all of us, whatever we do, perspective changes as you age. When you play together for a while, even if you take some breaks, you probably have some of the same fans. Do the relationships between you and the people who listen to you change over time?
No, I haven't found that to be true. I mean, the people that started following us in high school are still there. They're still in the crowd. And they're many times the most avid supporters that we have. I mean, they've heard every mistake we've ever made. They've heard every bad song we've ever written, and they're still there.
And they know they heard all of our jokes several times. So.
Poor things.
You know, something is there's a continuity in performance of the audience being real important, you know, relating to the audience. Playing music, there's varying degrees of expertise that we all have or don't have. But the thing that we really do is work towards moving an audience emotionally one way or another. And that has been a constant, you know, constantly aware of how it works with us and them. And I think for that reason, it has remained consistent.
You're going to be playing at the Chillin' Room.
Yes, we are.
Frank Sharp's historic Ozark Mountain Smokehouse.
Cool room.
Why is it called the Chillin' Room?
Really? Yeah, because they used to chill meats there. It was a smokehouse.
It sounds ominous.
Have you been in there yet?
I have not.
Are they going to hang us on a hook? No?
Hey, only once.
Go across the hall. It's a wonderful, intimate space. But if you go across the hall, you'll see these big rooms.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are slats in the floor, so things could drain.
Okay.
Things could drain. The lifeblood.
It's a good space for music.
There might be vegetarians.
Really good.
It is a very cool space. And this is helped put together by Mike Kirky?
Absolutely.
Who has been Wheatfield's patron saint in Northwest Arkansas? He's had us up here every time that we've been here. Mm-hmm. And it's been a real thrill. We started playing it at his place over on Black Street, and this is our first time to work with him over at the Smokehouse, but that's a lovely venue.
When we get together, we call it band camp. We just get together for about a week and play old songs and rehearse and write new songs and things like that, and then for the weekend, play a few gigs, 3 or 4 gigs. That's a lot of fun to get together and do that.
And while you're here, you're putting together this new release.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Will you be done when this gathering is through?
I hope so.
If his wife has anything to do with it, yes, we will. We should be
getting some heat
mostly done. I mean, there'll still be mixing, and there might be a few extra additional parts to throw in here or there, but all the basic tracks will be done by
it
the time
sounds
this trip
good.
Is over.
This guy's doing great. Ezra's got his new studio rolling. Mm-hmm. It really sounds good in there. Yep.
Can I ask you something quickly about the mandolin?
Yes.
And be aware that I'm not a musician.
And be aware that it might be a bad answer.
So maybe it's bad question, bad answer. You were doing something on that first song, Some People, that didn't sound like a traditional mandolin sound to me.
It's not. It's certainly not. Ezra wrote it. Ezra picked up, seriously, we were having band camp in Tyler, where Connie lives, and we were sitting around in the evening kind of picking around and jamming, nothing formal, and he just picked up my mandolin, and that
yeah,
came out. And so he taught me how to play that, and then we wrote the song around it.
We all wrote the song,
yeah. Came out, and then we sat there and finished the song.
Because, I mean, I instantly gravitated towards that lick.
Mm-hmm. And it sits so oddly in the phrasing of the song. I mean, it just comes right out of the gate. It's the first thing you hear.
It might be, maybe it's not so much odd as just arresting,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh,
and it just,
nice word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just has you.
Somebody write that down.
Arresting?
That's it. That's our next quote.
Kyle used to be Kelly. Robust.
Arresting.
Robust and arresting.
Arresting. Yeah. All right.
Well, okay, now we have a banjo in the mix.
Indeed.
Always, we have the banjo. And Ezra tries to put the banjo on every song we write. And it's like, you know, maybe a banjo. No, we have to say
but
no.
But if you ask
lot.
Often enough.
Yes.
Exactly. Occasionally you get
yes.
one or two.
Right, right.
Yeah, and this one did work out as a banjo tune. Connie wrote it actually as a banjo tune. So we'll do it.
I can feel this old world turning. I can run, but I can't hide. I can hear a gentle calling, calling me to the sweeter side. I can feel this old world turning. I can run, but I can't hide. I can hear a gentle calling, calling me to the sweeter side. It's good,
life's good,
but it ain't easy.
It ain't easy
swimming
fast
against the tide.
Against the tide,
I will go. Taking me to the sweeter side.
Funny how the taste of love can be so bitter. Leave you with a sour place inside your heart. My mama didn't raise a child to be no quitter. Finding that peace of mind is not that far. Inside your heart, my mama didn't raise a child to be no quitter. Finding that peace of mind is not that far.
When you feel this old world turning, you can run, but you can't hide. You will hear a gentle call. Calling you to the sweeter side. Calling you to the sweeter side. Calling you to the sweeter side.
I see why y'all thought she was a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so you'll be at the Smokehouse.
Yes.
Saturday night.
Yes.
7 o'clock start time.
right? And then we'll be watching for the new album, but we don't have a date for that yet.
Don't have a date for it yet, but we're closing in on it.
All right. Do you allow yourselves, one last question, do you allow yourselves a chance to still write when you're in the studio, or is that all business about recording? And
We jammed the other night. Keith pulled out three songs I'd never heard, and we jammed on that, and Connie has a song that she showed us that is incomplete.
What's cool, this is what's cool about having your own studio. We know the guy that owns the studio, and we can do whatever we want in there, and it's just, and he loves it. He just has such a great time in there.
And we have written in the studio. The previous album to this, there were several songs that we just wrote at the dinner table and walked into the studio and did it. For this trip, everybody, we pretty much have an idea of what it is. We've written the songs, we're putting them together. But absolutely, write and put them together. And that's part of the man camp, too.
Some of the writing that we tend to do, you know, when we get in the studio, we start finessing and trying to do something different or out of the box on background vocals, or like, how can we, you know, maybe we can do it better, you know, well, let's just, you know, think about something. So the creativity part, we tend to leave ourselves open artistically and even the finessing part of it, but still have fun. But then we like to take a break and give our ears a rest and play some old funky Hank Snow song or something, just to kind of clear the air.
This is a great,
yeah.
Great
this is a lot of fun.
Get out of that environment, that studio environment, and be here.
Yeah,
love it.
A different studio environment.
Yeah, right. Leave a studio for a studio. Well, thank you all for coming in. Can't wait to hear the finished product.
Yeah,
and come back.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
The band Wheatfield, Keith Grimwood, Ezra Eidlett, Craig Calvert, and Connie Mims. Inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF earlier this week. That session multi-tracked and mastered by Timothy Dennis. Wheatfield will be live tomorrow night beginning at 7 in the Chiller.